Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producing Pork Chop in Houston, Texas, where we're also on the air. We got our technical producer, Lenny Bree. And I kind of feel like I'm letting Pat McAfee down, who's hanging out with us, because I wish I had like an intro song for you.
No.
Like
no.
To welcome you.
No, your voice is good enough.
Bro. Yes.
I've never been told that in my life, so thank you.
Might we add Pat, very put together. He's got his hair is like perfect
thank
today,
you.
Looking very nice and svelte.
Thank you. Means a lot.
Yes.
I've been dieting. Diet starts today.
What is your diet?
I don't know. I yo-yo back and forth between the keto diet and then just eating everything in sight. It's honestly one or the other.
I love keto except for the whole bread thing because that ruins it for me. I instantly have a big slice of bread or a bunch of carbs and I'm ruined.
Well, that is the keto diet.
I know. I can't do it.
I like pizza too, though.
And are you getting ready for anything special?
No, not really. I mean, I got a little thing coming up this upcoming fall. I'm going to be a busy man, but...
Oh, we can't wait. Whatever you can divulge, we'll get into later, but we wanted to have you on because, yeah. Of course, the big news on Saturday, Andrew Luck retiring, shocked the nation.
Yeah.
You yourself retired young. We want to hear your take on... I mean, what was your first thought? We have been playing your Instagram that you captured when you saw the news, like the rest of us.
Oh, I thought it was fake. I thought it was a fake.
Really?
I thought it was a fake tweet. I thought Adam Schefter got hacked.
Yeah.
I thought somebody was trolling Adam Schefter, came in, biggest news story that we can break that somebody might find a relative, bang, Andrew Luck's retiring. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a big old joke. I hoped it was a joke. Me too. I sent like three text messages. I'm like, this has got to be a troll. I even texted Schefter. I was like, yo, change your password.
What happened to your account, man?
Hey, somebody
1234 doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. And he didn't respond, still hasn't, but I found out it was real and it was a wild moment. I mean, that was a crazy moment. And I think a Saturday night news dump is crazy. It's kind of owned the weekend, especially a preseason weekend. But I'm happy for him. After listening to the press conference, I understand a lot more. I think I had a lot more questions before the press conference. And then when I watched the press conference, I was heartbroken for him.
Sure.
As a friend and former teammate, I just hope he finds his joy again, man. He looked very distraught about it all. And I'm happy for him if he's at ease, and that's all that matters.
Pat McAfee joining us here on the show. As a guy that some would say, you retired pretty young, too. How old are you?
I am currently 32. I'm an old soul, though, Joe. I retired.
He's an old soul.
I retired at 29, though, just like Andrew. So that's about the only thing we have in common.
No, you were a talented man, and you definitely... Here's the thing you have in common. You both care a lot about the city and the team that you played for. You do way more outside than just play football. You do a lot there. Did you kind of feel, after hearing how Andrew Luck felt, kind of the same thing when you retired? Was it pulling on you, or you just knew... I think I'm done playing football.
So the difference between me and Luck is a lot of things. I mean, his brain and about $60 million. But
that's one of the differences.
I had been thinking about mine for a couple of years.
Okay.
So I thought about retiring a couple of years before.
And what stopped you before?
I traveled to Japan with Chuck Pagano on a USO trip. And we sat right next to each other for 14 hours. And my plan was to tell him I was going to retire. I just got done with a comedy tour through Indiana. I was having so much fun off of the field. I was doing a lot with my foundation. I was doing a lot with Bob and Tom. I was doing a lot with media. And I was enjoying it a lot more than kicking balls. I was like, hey, this is a lot of fun. And there's money out here to get. And I was excited about it. I had taken care of my family. So I had a couple years. And then we flew to Japan together, less than 6 inches away from each other. I let him know all the things I thought they did wrong. He let me know all the things he thought I did wrong. And about 8 hours in, I was like, all right, I'm coming back. I'm gonna play another year.
Then
a year later, I ended up retiring. So he did it for 2 weeks, he said. This all kind of came to be in the last 2 weeks. And I think in the last 2 weeks is when they realized that it wasn't a calf strain, that it was a potential ankle injury that could linger all season. And I don't think he wanted to get back in that mindset of dealing with an injury for an entire year. And ultimately, it was too much for him. He said, I'm not doing this again. I'm out of here. I made a promise to myself a couple years ago. So I think he and I have vastly different situations where for a couple of years I was like, I don't know if my heart's in this anymore. I don't know if this is what I want to do. I don't know if I want to wake up and kick balls when our offense fails. I think I'd rather just talk into microphones. But he and I ultimately ended up in the same place, which is happiness, hopefully. And that's all that matters.
What was your reaction? Because I saw it all over. I was at the game and people booing him as he walked out. I'm like, that sucks. I understand people are angry. Like, nobody wants to find it out that way. And he didn't want it to come out that way. But I think as of now, the last memory that Andrew Luck has is some unhappy fans booing him. And that guy.
That cannot be the last memory he takes.
I hope not. But I mean,
let's assume that the Colts in Indianapolis and everybody will make it right. Right?
I
think there's going to be something that'll make it right for him to have a much better memory. I assume the mayor is going to have an Andrew Luck day here within the next couple of days.
Absolutely. We're all behind that.
Which are all warranted, by the way. But also, if we think about the fans that were booing, by the way, very regrettable decision, bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put yourselves in their shoes just for a moment, they are the people that go to the third preseason game and pay tickets. They're the people that have stuck around all four quarters of a preseason game.
Emotions are high. They're not thinking straight.
Exactly. And let's assume that they've maybe potentially had an adult cocktail or two at the game. I mean, how do you sit through four quarters of a preseason football game?
It is pretty rough. Yeah.
You know
true
what I mean?
That. True that, Pat.
So 2 years ago, this same exact drunk guy who was booing Andrew Luck at the preseason game was told that Andrew was going to come back, and then Andrew didn't play for an entire year. Then this year he's told Andrew's going to come back, and then Andrew retires. His immediate reaction might have been of anger, which he regrets. So it was very stupid of them to boo him. I think it was only like 1,000 people, too, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't like a full Lucas Oil Stadium, but still,
right.
It's just like...
It's a bad look for our city, though.
It was, it's like nationwide.
Look. Yeah, so I think it's a regrettable decision by them. But if you just immediately look from their side of it, they were drunk and angry, and I think they all regret it immediately after listening to Andrew Luck speak, because the guy is an absolute warrior for this city and has done a lot. And
I think absolutely is. I was just going to ask you, have you talked to any of your former teammates? What's kind of, have they called you? Have you spoken to anybody?
There's been a lot of wow. Like a lot of wow, wow, wow. Like the night it happened, there's I think I got like 10 text messages from former teammates and people that work in the building. The people that worked in the building were also surprised by this. I think this also took a lot of people by surprise that it all happened. I got a couple like I'm floored text messages, which I'm not sure there's any other way to describe a complete surprise, but a lot of people were very surprised by this whole thing because Andrew is so good at football, right? He has everything. He's the smartest guy you've ever met. He's incredible at football. He's got a wife. He's got a kid coming. He has a home here in Indianapolis. You think a guy has it all, and then you realize inside he's battling against things, and I think this is a quick, nice little memory or something to remember that maybe something inside, although it looks great outside, isn't. And I think that is the whole judgment thing, and I just hope he finds some happiness, honestly.
That just spoke to me very deeply, Pat. That's true.
Get you in the feels.
Yeah, that was like an aha moment.
I think I could be prophetic every once in a while.
I do. You and Oprah.
Yeah, me, Oprah.
How do you think
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
How do you think everybody that is freaking out, like, oh man, what are we going to do? The team's not going to be the same. Well, of course not, because it's Andrew Luck. But do you think the Colts are going to be okay this year? What do you think of the team we have?
I think that it also plays into the reason of the surprise, right? Because this year's team is the best team that has ever been put around Andrew, now Jacoby. Chris Ballard has a southern twang, a young face, and a great football brain. I think the team he's put around the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, is a very good one. And I think Jacoby has a real shot to be great this year. I think the last time he played, he only came in like 2 weeks before the season started, got thrown into a situation. Obviously, he comes from the Patriots, which are an incredible operation. Now he's got a handle of the offense. I think he got a chance to watch Andrew last year succeed. I think there's a real shot that this team could be good. And also, a moment like this can bring a team together, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Chemistry is a big deal. Camaraderie is a big deal. It's a trait on a team that are most teams that are great that don't get talked about a lot. And this type of situation is something that can bring a team together. Now, granted, would we be better off if Andrew Luck's playing quarterback? For sure. But maybe Jacoby Brissett hasn't had his opportunity to become the next Andrew Luck. And maybe this year will be it.
That's a great perspective, a great way to look at it. And we want to know, did you text Luck? Did you talk to him? Have you spoken to him personally?
I sent him a text. I don't know if it's the same number, though. I don't know if I have the right
number. Wait, did he respond back?
What did you write?
I said, hey, man, hope you find your happiness. Congrats on everything. Thanks for being a great teammate.
Class act. And I think that's how we all should be.
But who knows if that's still his number.
Yeah, some random guy's like, yeah, you too, man. Thanks. Yes. Who dis?
The green text, because Andrew has that flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
Some 40-year-old man has a flip phone. It's like, Andrew Luck must have had this phone before me, man.
Busting out the jitterbug or something. All right, well, Pat McAfee, thank you so much. I know you don't want to plug anything. You never do. But you got so much going on, and we're so proud of you. Where can people check you out, and what do you got going on this fall?
Just don't. Just don't.
Okay.
Just don't.
I tried.
Too much of me. I'll be on Thursday Night Football. I'll have a show on DAZN Daily and also on the radio stations that Westwood One owns. I think we're on 40 cities.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going. I don't pay attention.
You just do you.
Yeah,
that's why we love you.
September 9th, I start, though. Daily show every day on Westwood One channels across the country, DAZN. Thursday Night Football on ESPN. Get up on Mondays on ESPN. And then too much Twitter, too much.
That is a lot, actually.
He
okay.
doesn't sit down.
Well,
ever.
Hey, you're a busy dude because you got to go out of here and hop on TV. But thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing your perspective.
My office is 16 steps away from this.
That's crazy.
I know. I see you guys shooting hoops. I'm like, I want to go shoot some hoops.
I was like,
hoops.
Pat, come on. And he was going to call and he's like, wait, girl, are you right here? And then he's like, I'll just walk on
I'll
over.
I'll walk right in. Sweet. I mean, you guys are right over there. I mean, that's an insanity. You guys are so close.
It's so great. Pat will be back is what he's saying.
Hey,
I love
it's great to be near greatness. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee,
yes,
thank you.
Pat.